Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are studying about two spiritual enemies, pride and humility. Proverbs 16, verse 18 says, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." In the summer of 1986, two ships collided in the Black Sea off the coast of Russia. Hundreds of passengers died as they were hurled into the icy waters below. News of the disaster was further darkened when an investigation revealed the cause of the accident. It wasn't a technology problem like radar malfunction or even thick fog. The cause was human stubbornness and pride. Each captain was aware of the other ship's presence nearby. Both could have steered clear of the other, but according to news reports, neither captain wanted to give way to the other. Each was too proud to yield first. By the time they came to their senses, it was too late. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. In the 1970s, when the Watergate conspiracy was the talk of every newspaper and the shame of a nation, pride seemed to become a very clear motivator behind many of the actions that led to the downfall of that particular presidential administration. After being released from prison for his part in the Watergate conspiracy, G. Gordon Liddy made this amazing comment that revealed a very clear spirit of pride and self-righteousness. He said these words, "I have found within myself all I need and all I shall ever need. I am a man of great faith, but my faith is in G. Gordon Liddy. I have never failed me." Such an attitude of blatant pridefulness was certainly behind the downfall of those associated with the Watergate scandal, as well as almost every other leadership disaster you will ever examine in history. In the book of Exodus at the time of Moses, we find that the Pharaoh of Egypt exhibited the same arrogant disregard for God, and it brought tragic results for his nation. Pharaoh said in Exodus 5:2, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I don't know the Lord, and besides, I will not let Israel go." After repeated demonstrations of God's might and power in the form of multiple horrific plagues through the hand of Moses, Pharaoh still would not humble himself before the Lord. It got to the point where Pharaoh's servants were begging him to recognize that their land was being destroyed. Exodus 10:7 says, "And Pharaoh's servants said to him, 'How long will this man be a snare to us? Let the men go that they may serve the Lord their God. Do you not realize that Egypt is destroyed?'" Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Pharaoh, in his pridefulness, would not humble himself to the Lord, and destruction came to his entire nation as a result of it. Another manifestation of pride in a person's life can often be observed in this interesting scenario. Pride will prevent a person from being able to receive teaching, correction, or input from someone that is perceived to be of a lesser stature. Prideful people will resist input from those they deem to be less educated, less refined, younger, or lesser in status than they are. Pharaoh undoubtedly saw himself as superior to Moses, the sheep herder. Those who watched sheep were considered of the lowest echelon of society in Egyptian culture. So Pharaoh, in his prideful attitude, was in no way going to receive any input or spiritual direction from Moses. And he continued to harden his heart in that way until his land was literally destroyed. Prideful people will resist input from those they deem to be less in stature than they are. The Pharisees had a hard time with Jesus for many reasons, but one of them involved their pride of education. They knew that Jesus had not been schooled in their rabbinic tradition. They knew he was the son of a carpenter, so they could not imagine how he could have anything to teach them. In John 7:15, it says, "And the Jews, therefore, were marveling, saying, 'How has this man become learned, having never been educated?'" They had a hard time because of their spiritual pride or their pride in their education, and they disdained and looked down upon anyone who was less educated. They had an attitude of superiority towards the common people. The Pharisees had the same prideful attitude toward the man that Jesus had healed who had been born blind in the Gospel of John. The man gave a stirring and profound testimony about Jesus when he was called in and questioned by the Pharisees. But the Pharisees threw him out, saying, "Are you teaching us?" In John 9:34, their pride in their superior education and religious knowledge would not allow them to receive anything from that man, even though a documented miracle of healing was standing right before their eyes. Many married couples have that same, "You can't teach me anything," or "You don't know anything I don't already know," attitude with one another. This prideful viewpoint poisons their love life, making intimacy and honest communication an impossible attainment. Many know-it-all spouses have long ago drained the relationship of tenderness, and their spouse feels no sense of being valued or respected. Only a prideful person can think they know everything about every subject, or can hold the opinion that their spouse has nothing to contribute to them. If you realize that you have been such a person where you don't feel like your husband or your wife could have an opinion that should be considered in any serious way, you have fallen into pride's trap, and it is poisoning your marriage relationship. Pride will cause you to see yourself as more spiritual than other people. Do you remember the Pharisee in Luke 18:11? The Pharisee stood and was praying to himself in this way: "God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector." His prayer, so filled with pride, and yet he was so blind to it, was certainly not received by the Lord, because the Lord resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Pride will have you compare yourself to others and compare their faults to your goodness, therefore making you think you are spiritually superior. The Pharisee looked at the tax collector and began to compare what he considered his goodness. "I tithe, I fast every week." He began to list off his own personal goodness as far as he was concerned and compared it to what he considered this tax collector's sinfulness. Notice, you'll never compare your badness to someone's goodness. We will always compare our goodness to someone's perceived sinfulness. This is motivated by pride. If you have any place in your heart where you allow yourself to compare yourself with others, understand this: pride is at the root. If you find yourself looking down on the weaknesses or faults of others, pride is behind that too. It doesn't mean that when you see sin in someone else that you should pretend it doesn't exist. It means you should pray for them and pray for yourself. We are to pray for others. God, help them build that area up until they are walking in the righteousness of Christ Jesus. And I pray for myself, God, help me in that same area so that we maintain a godly attitude toward others. It is by the grace of God that any one of us walk in a holy way in our lives and don't fall into gross sin. Dr. Harry Ironside, a very famous pastor and author in Chicago many years ago, was once convicted about his lack of humility. A friend recommended as a remedy that he march through the streets of Chicago wearing a sandwich board, shouting the scripture verses on the board for all to hear. Dr. Ironside agreed to this venture, and when he returned to his study and removed the board, he said, "I'll bet there's not another man in town who would do that." The tendency of the human being is to be proud of even our humility. It is only by God's grace that a humble spirit works in our heart and that pride is overcome. And we do that by humbling ourselves before the Lord and confessing pride every time it creeps up in every form to the Lord as sin and asking Him to cleanse us of it and asking the Holy Spirit to give us a God way of looking at ourselves and others. That's all the time we have for today. Join me tomorrow as we complete this study on pride and humility. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.